Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome back to Coaching Conversations. This is your life and soul coach, Sean Schakowsky, and I am here with a wonderful collaborative crew from the West Charlotte Coaching Center. We have August Shields. Hello, August.
Good morning. How's everyone today?
Good, 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 good. Fall's in the air, school's around the corner. And me and Money were just discussing, the topic today is perfect for the setting that we have going on, but we'll get into that. And we have also Money Visco. How are you, Money?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Okay, we are all here. And before we get rolling, I just want to let everyone out there know how they can reach us. Somebody's moving, it's a little hard to hear. Got to quiet down there. Yep. Okay. We can be found on the West York Life Coaching Center, which is WNYLifeCoaching.com. And our direct phone number is 716-560-6552. And on there you can find all our upcoming classes. We have a bunch going on. We offer several modalities in trying to help people navigate through life and get the most out of who they are and what they want in life. So whether it's life coaching relationship classes, meditation classes, we have essential oil classes, we just a lot coming up, breathwork classes, so please go online and see and join us. Do you guys have anything you'd like to share or, you know, offer before we get rolling here?
I'm good.
You're good? All right, cool.
Yeah, I think everyone's looking forward to fall.
In the air. Mm-hmm. Can you sense it, guys? Yep.
Yeah, definitely.
Feels good.
If you follow our show, you'll hear us either grind about the weather here in Buffalo, New York, or celebrate the summer. But I tell you, living in Western New York, one of the perks is our fall, or the fall foliage here, and the apples, and the kids getting into the Halloween season. It is a joy to live in this time of the calendar. My husband's tickled pink because he's a hunter, so all the hunters out there, they're getting ready to celebrate the outdoors. So, yay. So today we are going to talk, and guys, I posted this on Facebook, and I got a lot of interest. So I think it's a great topic that we are discussing, and I think people need to hear about it. We're going to talk about how to get out of a funk, and Money helped me with the author. We are going to be referring to an article written by
Philomena. It looks like Philomena Lilla Daisy, D-E-S-Y.
Okay. Thank you for that deliverance. I didn't want to touch that one. But I discovered this article, and I just think it's perfect. It's let's talk about a funk. Somebody's moving. We got to be gentle with the phone. In a definition of a funk. Guys, what would you say a funk is? Let's do it that way.
Like for me, I just feel like I can't move forward. Like I don't, I have no motivation to do anything. Like to take action, to move forward in any area of my life.
Okay.
You just don't want to do anything. That's what it feels like for me. I mean, you still, go through the motions of things, but there's no, there's no excitement behind it.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how it is for me.
How about you, August?
Like
Have you ever been
in a really
funk? Go ahead, I'm sorry.
No, that's all right. Go ahead.
Mm-mm. Please do. Please tell me your idea or what you think of a funk is.
No, for me, it's just a really low vibration. And like Mooney says, you're going through the motions, but nothing is really working, and there's no real excitement or high vibration with it. And what I find is when I get to that point, it's really hard to turn it around because all these negative thoughts start bombarding you. And
yep.
It seems like the faster you try to get rid of them, the more they come. And that's what I really love about these 11 ways. They're simple ways. In fact, I printed this out and put it on my wall so I can look at it. And I think the best way to get out of a funk is if you can avoid it in the first place. If you can see the early warning signs, the little yellow flags coming up, and then start taking action before they become red flags. and take you to that place. I love this article.
Awesome. For me, I'll tell you, I have a few definitions. I use funk a lot. I think it's a great word. If you're going through stuff, we don't want to give that stuff any more energy that it needs, but I think a funk is a great word to identify. For me personally, I have two experiences with funk. There's some where I'm just like off. Like I just don't feel like I'm in the groove of things and lack of enjoyment, really, you know, that's for me. Or, in our household, too, sometimes there's just a funk of, like, anxiety, like, confusion, chaos. I just feel like there's funkiness. And I'm just going to speak from my personal perspective, and then we're going to go through this article and some of what I've seen. What has helped me when I'm in a funk is to try to get out of my head, really. I think part of what I have found, and to just start feeling, and then when we get to the feeling part is then try to open the heart a little bit to receive, to find some, beauty back in the world. So that's for me. I'm going to actually read our author's perspective of a funk because I think it's great. And then we can roll into just, simple ways to try to, move a little bit forward. The defined definition of funk, they say, the definition of funk is a lack of motivation, low energy. And that's kind of what you guys both brought up. So the article, let me start with that. She says, are you in a funk? Arthur says, whenever I'm in a funk, I feel grumpy and disengaged from life in general. Basically, I become lethargic during these periods, and my motivation is such a low gear that it becomes barely noticeable. I'm not spinning my wheels going nowhere. They become locked in place. Usually I go ahead and allow myself to indulge in my funk for a day. Who doesn't love an occasional pity party? Which I think is important. I want to circle back to that, but the last paragraph. But beyond that period, I'm really concerned that I'm heading towards a dark shadow. I'm fully aware that depression can get its ugly grip on me if I don't turn the corner. Persistent bad moods can absolutely lead to health problems. So do yourself a favor, seek out some healthy outlets for releasing depressive thoughts and squelching lackluster activities. So that begins it, which I think is really important. I wanted to go back to the pity party. Because I think the pity parties are important. They are. Yeah. I had somebody else tell me, a good dose of depression sometimes cleanses the soul. And it's okay. Mm-hmm. I think sometimes we do have to process that, hey, I'm like, I am in a funk, I am. But yeah, we want to make sure we can, we want to, swim to the top of the ocean there and pop our head out. Yeah. So what are your thoughts on that, guys?
No, I agree. And I think we've talked about it, it kind of comes up in a lot of different topics with allowing your feeling to just be. I mean, if you're in funk, if you're sad, if you're feeling whatever, unmotivated, honor it. And like she said, you don't want to sit there for weeks, then that's a whole different issue. But, honor it when you're feeling it, because sometimes, it is hard. Like, whatever you have going on, it is hard. I mean, maybe it's not hard compared to somebody else's problems, because there's always somebody who has a worse issue than you do, but that doesn't mean what you're going through isn't, you're not feeling how you're feeling, or it's not difficult for you in some way. So it's like always important to give yourself the time to, like you said, to process it. But then, like she said, then you gotta figure out, and these are good tools that she gives you in the article to get yourself out of it. Because there's a benefit to honoring your feelings for a short period of time, but there's no benefit in staying in it.
Yeah, and I don't want to say
well
what you said. Exactly. Perfect. We don't want to deny our feelings. We don't want to shut them down, because sometimes they do keep creeping up. So let's just face it, understand it, realize, I used to even like a friend, if a friend's in a funk, sometimes what's needed is a hug first, or some comfort to the side, and then hey, let's see what we can do. Let's when you're ready, take some action to try to comfort the situation. Okay, so guys, I'm going to start with the number one idea because I just told Money before we got talking. I was like, yesterday I was in such a funk. I had a hard day at work. Plus, I had other things coming at me too fast, you know, fast and furious, just with emails and whew, and how I had to go, and this is one of her recommendations, how to get out of that funk, and which it did help me. It helped me calm down, is I went for a walk. I went outside. I just had to go outside and take in Mother Nature, feel the air, realize, you know, the vibration of the earth, let it soak in, and it really did help. It helped calm me. So one of the recommendations, if you're really, you know, funk, go out. Just go out a simple walk, and you really want to amp it up. A suggestion is take off your shoes and go walk on the grass. I mean, when's the last time you guys did that, walk barefoot on the grass?
Actually, this morning.
I know. Love going barefoot in the grass.
I'm coming over. We're taking your shoes off, buddy.
Like, oh, my feet are getting dirty, and then I got to bring them into the house and walk on my carpet, so I'm not really into that. But,
Yes, like. Well, that's why we have 10 ways, because not all these suit everybody. But the idea there is really, you know,
The walk is great.
It is. And it's you know, I teach meditation, and when you walk and you feel the vibration of your walk, you know, the actual movement of your body, you get into a meditative state, and that in itself is calming. And you get reacquainted with yourself and with the earth. You know, the earth is grounding. It has very grounding energy. So go outside. Be sure to take some deep breaths. Fill your lungs with oxygen. and recal. For some people, you can keep your shoes on, Money, but it does have quite a empowering and healing energy to it just to go outside. I know, too, I bring this up, too, when my mom passed away, I think some of the grief counselors, the suggestion they made for my dad, you know, not that it was, I don't want to say it's a funk because that was a grieving process, but he was, you know, in a place where he had to move forward, and there, you know, some of the unmotivation and that could have kicked in. And the recommendation was simply go take a walk, go take a walk. And that was something he could hold on to. He he penciled it in that this, you know, it is self-care too, that I have to, you know, try to do this just to go for a simple walk every day. And it, even the action of moving forward translates into your life. So that's that. What other ideas, guys, to help people get out of a funk?
Well, what I was going to say, something that I did when I was, I did quite often when I was doing repairs, and sometimes you just hit a wall and you can't figure out the problem, and it seems like the longer you dwell on it, the worse it gets and the bigger it becomes. Even if you can't get outside, if it's not convenient or for whatever reason, change the environment. Go somewhere else. I used to go out and sit in the van for a minute, turn the radio on, listen to some really good music, walk back inside, and almost without fail, within 30 seconds, I would figure out what the problem was. It was just breaking that negative hold. I can't figure this out. Just break the environment, walk away from it, clear your brain, listen to something. And then when you walk back inside 5-10 minutes later, the answer's there. And I think sometimes we start pursuing it so hard that we end up chasing our tail. And if you break that cycle, just change the environment. Get away from what you're facing just for a few minutes and allow yourself to relax, listen to some music or whatever little treat is good for you that'll help you calm down and shift that thinking. And then walk in and face it, and almost without fail, the problem is solved in just a very short time.
It's really good. What brought came to mind when you were talking about that, it's more about reacting and responding. But it's like my kids play hockey, and one of the rules we have is the 24-hour rule. And I love it. And I even used it, I think I've had some, my relatives in that, you know, them getting in a state, and I said, well, just, you know, sleep on it. Or, you know, just give it 24 hours and see what happens. Because a lot of times, I think that's when you're in a pulling state of feeling it, that, you know, okay, it does sometimes allow you to take a step back and process it a little bit and get a different perspective. Very good. Mm-hmm. How about you, Mani? Any ideas here?
You know, one of the things I liked, and I would do, it says to spend quality time with a child. So I think sometimes when you play, like we used to have a swing set in the back. I recently got rid of it because my kids are old. But sometimes when I would get in a funk, I would like go out and swing, you know, just kind of like get back into that play. Because we don't, as adults, we don't really play that much. And that's,
true,
to me, a great way to kind of get out of it. Like, you know, you just get into the moment. Like when you're playing a game, like the other day, my daughter wasn't feeling well when she was babysitting at the neighbor's, and she had it. She was like, I just really feel sick. So I had to go over there, and the kids are a little bit older, but, you know, I was like, okay, what do you want to do? Let's play Foursquare. And it's like, I haven't, you know, my kids are a little older. They don't play outside that much anymore. It was fun. You know, you kind of, you forget what it's, just you're in the moment. You're not thinking about anything else.
It's such good advice.
That's
on
really
all different
good
levels.
Yeah.
Can I dissect
yeah
that? Because I have to agree. I myself too. I get in a funk. I get so caught up in things. The other night we played Family Feud, and man, was it fun? You know.
Mm-hmm.
And I think even in coaching, like some of the relationships and things, I was like, go out and have fun. Like we forget how therapeutic
yeah
fun can be. I'll even say my husband and I were in, you know, we had some funks and stuff, and instead of trying to like grind it out, work it out, the best thing we could have done is gone out to dinner together and have some fun. And you know what I mean?
Right.
And again, that ties into, August, you're saying, you know, instead of that, that persistent course that we seem to like want to grind down all the time, we shifted
mm-hmm
it. We shifted the energy, and it was a lot better. But on here, you know, people who don't have children too, just being around children, they are so genuine and authentic and still pure. I just see in their eyes
mm-hmm
the honesty. And the kids love
mm-hmm
attention from adults. So
mm-hmm
even if, you know, a little act of kindness to a child, you know, sometimes will build their joyful smile, can really, in return, give so much. You know,
mm-hmm
mm-hmm if you offer yourself like that, and what you get in return is priceless, really priceless. So yeah, if you can find some kids,
yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and they listen to your every word. You know, they hang
mm-hmm
on. When I was, you know, babysitting those children, and one of the girls, I have an ohm on my necklace. You know, so she's like, "What is that?" And so I told her what ohm was, and so when, you know, Jessica, my daughter, ended up feeling well, and so she came back over, and I went home. So when the parents got home, though, the daughter was like, I learned what ohm is.
<That's>
You know, so it's like yeah really cute. Like they, you know, they listen to everything you're saying, and it's very refreshing. So it kind of, it just uplifts you. Children uplift you.
They do. And they teach, I said I've learned so much about myself through children. And even like you said, buddy, the simple questions they ask, that curiosity is
mm-hmm
just beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it brings you back to, oh, I guess the foundation, the foundation.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, you're in a funk. If you have
yeah
you know, your kids, go outside and throw the ball around. Or, you know, we went to the corn festival with the family, and a coworker of my husband, he came out, we introduced him. He was so kind to my kids. He was joking around, gave them free corn and rides, and the kids thought he was the greatest thing on earth, and you could tell the energy between them. It was just a really nice experience. So if you can find little ways of that, little ways of
mm-hmm
opening yourself. Okay, so let's keep moving because we have obviously a little
mm-hmm
time. That kind of goes back to what I just said. I'll do the next one is, you know, if you want to get out of a funk, be kind. Truly, be
mm-hmm
kind. You know, and I've had people say, too, like, if you don't feel as if you have someone special in your life, I've heard that, and that sometimes, like, facilitates funks. A good way is, you know, share your life, you know, open yourself up, a random act of kindness. And I know, August, you've brought this up in the past shows, you know. If you can just offer, you know, a willingness to extend yourself to somebody, it's law of attraction. What you'll get back in return is just, you know, that will facilitate more goodness. You know, it does open. So you
mm-hmm
want to extend on that. I know, August, you've brought that up, I think, with the pay for the gas or something like that.
Yes,
mm-hmm
yes, or buy a cup of coffee or sometimes just a smile.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm
the way people respond is uplifting to you. I've never given anything out like that, a compliment or an act of kindness or something that didn't make me feel better, too, just to see them uplift them a little bit, and seeing that uplifts me. And that's why I enjoy doing it so much.
Yeah, they say stop feeling sorry for yourself and do something that will brighten someone else's day and then see what
yes.
happens. And, I mean, bet ours that you both will feel pretty good after. So, yeah, excellent. Yeah, I've had that. Somebody pay for a coffee and you're like, wow. I mean, it's just so nice, you know, and then you see that smile and it's contagious. It's really contagious. Okay, guys. Well, let's keep rolling here. We have... I like this simple way. So here's one that I know everybody can do. If you're in a funk and you really, what do? They say go change your bed sheets. And I love that because there is something therapeutic about
there is.
Cleaning or, you know, that's your personal ecosystem, I always say, where you live. So spruce it up. You know, go out and purchase a new set of colorful bed linens. I mean, treat yourself. It's okay. Again, people feel like, oh, you know, I don't feel like I should. I'm not worthy. No, you are worthy. Go change your environment.
Worthy.
Yeah. You know, crisp, clean, and colorful bed linens. Curl up in at bedtime. It will bring a sense of comfort. So simple way. That's another simple idea. How about, guys, another one?
Yeah, I like the cleaning one. I do that one a lot too.
I'm one with my vacuum when I'm in a funk.
Yeah, I'm sorry. What did you say?
I'm one with my vacuum when I'm in a funk. Even my they're like, there she goes. I'll start vacuuming. Yeah. There's I don't know. There's something about the white noise and the movement. It does bring peace to me.
Yeah. And it's just, like you can just get in, it's totally distracting, and it makes you feel very clear when your environment is clean.
It does affect you, I know.
Okay, the one that they say is try something new. I've never done that before when I'm in a funk.
No?
Like, that's the last thing. I don't know, I guess I can't, it's hard to get myself there.
Okay.
You know, when you're in a funk.
Well, even if it's something simple, like I just suggested this to somebody, like if you're in a funk and you're like, and they bring it to food, let's just say, you know, you're eating the same food every day. And I actually sometimes do that. You know, I have the across the way, the same food. Guess what? Just treat yourself maybe once this week just to sample some different type of variety. You know, I encourage somebody, go, if you go to around here, Wegmans is huge, the grocery store, go pick out something different and try it. It can be that simple.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe, you know, just open yourself, pick up a different magazine and read something a little different. Again, it's cycling in some fresh air. It's like opening a window. Allow some fresh air, whether it's food or, you know, stop at a different store in the week and check out something. What's your thoughts on that, August? It's just really trying to help you switch gears, really.
Yeah, something that's become very, very popular, one of the hottest selling items in art stores. You know, I teach airbrush and being an artist. Adult coloring books have just taken off like wildfire because they're so therapeutic, they're so simple, they're so inexpensive, and it brings out that inner child. You sit down and you just start coloring, and it's creative, it's colorful, it's simple, and it takes you to a much nicer place than you may have been in. And it's just a lot of fun. It's gotten really popular. Everybody that's doing it is talking about how therapeutic it is. And even therapists are starting to use that too. So
it's meditation.
It is meditation.
I love it.
A coloring book, get a box of colored pencils or crayons or watercolor, whatever, and just start coloring and don't think about it. Don't, you know, as an artist, I always want to do something dramatic, and you don't have to. Just start coloring. It's just so much fun. It's so relaxing, and it's really therapeutic.
What I found, and that goes into, what's the name of it? In meditation, we do have these patterns that you color, and it's meditative and it's therapeutic. Do you know the name of it?
Yeah, mandalas.
Mandalas, that's it. Thank you. It slipped my tongue.
Yeah.
But what you touched upon, which I think is important too, and I've actually seen the therapeutic benefits of trying to help people kind of get out of funks or, you know, lower state, is creativity. It is huge. It is huge, huge, huge to get that flow of creativity in. Even a simple mm-hmm. house project, I'm like, you know, I don't think you want to rip off the roof. You don't want to overwhelm yourself. But I had a client just, you know, had went and painted her cabinets. And the effect, the process of doing it, and then the reward, you know, it just felt really good. So, yeah, the whole, mm-hmm. and I love the coloring because that is so simplistic. Grab a box of crayons, folks. Going back to the children, they're telling you what is right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, listen to the kids.
They do, yeah. Well, the other one I'm going to circle because I do teach this a lot and preach about it. A simple way to get out of a funk can be as simple as going and taking a shower or bath. I'm a big, you've probably heard me say that 1,000 times, but having running water or pampering yourself, you know, that can help. I mean, most of us are like, I'm too lazy to go take a bubble bath. No, go pour the water and go soak in there. You know, and then if you want to really treat yourself, get some bubble bath, throw some candles around that tub, and just indulge yourself in that simplicity. That helps. It's therapeutic. It is. It is. Okay, another, I think we only have like one or two more, guys, and then we're going to wrap it up here.
Yeah. They say go see a funny movie, but I think, like, I would, you know, we have Netflix and turn on some funny sitcom. Like, I just was watching Raymond. You know, everybody loves Raymond. They have all the seasons, and it's so funny. And my friend, you're laughing out loud. It's a great way to get you in a different state.
I want to say, yep, it is. And I had like a client that kept showing, I watch the news. I'm like, no.
Oh, no. Oh, my God. It's terrible.
I'm like, there's something about, I mean, my husband, he's the king of introducing dumb comedy. I always say dumb comedy, you know, but they're I love them, though. I mean, they sometimes you need them, you know. Watch something funny. Mm-hmm. Humor, and that's where we were going back to, like, when I said the dinner and all that. Humor, the simplest therapeutic tool we can have in the toolbox, along with breath, I think. Mm-hmm. If you can find some fun in humor, breathe. You know, we can color it out, but it does mm-hmm. have an effect on you. But yeah, be mindful. You know, if you feel as if you need to, your vibration to be lighter, so you may need to go with a lighter movie, folks.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah. So, again, and then just to wrap it up, I think we kind of went through all of them, that some of them that they were saying. But I guess in a nutshell, guys, the intention behind this is you can move out of a funk. You know, it does. There are some ingredients to facilitate that, to help. You know, and it can be simple. I think we kind of live in a fast-paced, overdriven society, overprocessed society. That, you know, when you get back to some, think of, you know, as a child, get back to some of the early essence of being carefree, being curious, you know, having fun, laughing, you know, trying new experiences, and really going outside. This article has somebody hug a tree. And I saw somebody on Facebook actually hug a tree, and I never thought of it. I think I'm going to try it. But they're even joking. They're like, go hug a tree because a tree needs a hug too. And I'm like, that's, you know, everything is open to offering and receiving. You know, we just got to get in that state again. Well, thank you guys for sharing
your
thoughts. Anyone out there, if you'd like to contact us or would like to talk a little bit more about this conversation, feel free to reach out. We'd love to hear you. We're at wnylifecoaching.com, and our phone number is 716-560-6552. Thanks, guys. I hope you have a great week.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye. Okay, have a good week. Powers from within. Take care, everyone.